John, how are you?
I'm never better, Tony. Can't complain at all, my friend.
We don't talk about gossip here much, but in an email that you and I had shared, we started talking about male privilege, especially with in light with Arnold Schwarzenegger and his situation, the fact that his marriage is probably over because of an infidelity that created a child that was kept from his wife and children for almost 10 years. And you had mentioned to me, Tony, us as males, we have this bravado that we have to deal with, this sense of male privilege.
Well, it appears over and over again we see, Tony, we see men of power. Now, not that it doesn't maybe happen everywhere, but certainly every time we turn around, we can see a John Edwards, we can see a Schwarzenegger, we can see a Tiger Woods, any direction we look, and it seems to even be a lot of them now, even to the extreme with this Dominic Strauss-Kahn, who's even accused of, you know, in terms of sex, in terms of attacking, just some pretty severe, terrible allegations. But for even keeping that aside, just the idea of thinking it's okay to have affairs, have long-term affairs, or in the case of Arnie, astoundingly, to be having sex with someone who works in the home and then have a child and keep that a secret. This idea that we can do this, that men can do this and not get caught or feel there's no risk or whatever, it's a kind of narcissism to the extreme from what I can see. It's really unfortunate, but it goes on and on and on and on.
What can we do to make sure that those temptations don't turn into realities?
Well, I think what people have to do, they have to really work on just integrity, okay? We'll use that word. And the idea that if you are married, that becomes a very important situation to you. It ought to be. Now, and I think that relates to wandering, going here and there. And if you're to a point where you really can't stay away from others, use that word, it's time to be honest, come forward, talk about either ending a relationship or talking about improving it, but just out having affairs. And the way these are done, some of them are just so blatant, just the belief that you can go out and be with anybody you want, and like you're invisible. Like Spitzer, the governor of New York, when he was going in with call girls and giving the name, paying, just like it was just a natural activity. I think it's just a question of being honest, being straightforward, and working on yourself, or not betraying the relationship and the person that you've made a commitment to.
All right. I make the poor choice of doing one of these awful things, and what can I do to try to right the ship?
Well, I think people can do something wrong, Tony. I've worked with countless marriages over the years where there's been an affair, there's been a relationship, that it's been possible to save the marriage. But in order to do that, it requires that someone is contrite, feels bad, admits what they have done, and determines they're not going to do it again. And those are a lot of conditions. But if a person can do that, it's possible a relationship can be saved. But these serial types of relationships, going out and about, being with a lot of different people, and just feeling it's okay, that is just really not an acceptable thing in certainly the vast majority of marriages, where there's what you'd call a good marriage.
I've been talking with Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. John, so great to talk with you. Enjoy your day.
Listen, have a good day, Tony.